at you, I'll be like, you know, we need to just disbar her from AA, because where you going to find a bunch of people laughing at your pain and you laughing too? This is ridiculous. Where do you go when people don't even know you and they say, I love you, and you can be funky and stinking and missing a tooth? And we say, girl, I remember when I didn't have no teeth. In fact, anybody a dentist? Because I got some back right here. And it's 63, you start losing teeth. I don't know what happened, but y'all didn't tell me about aging and sobriety. It's hot, it's cold, my hair is thin, it's getting thicker. But I'm growing in spirit and in truth. Real quick, I have two boys. Jonathan Strange, 33 years old, veteran of the United States Army, had a nervous breakdown. And because my sponsor was an RN and a psych nurse, she told me how to recognize mental illness. I sponsor a lot of women that struggle from mental illness. My directive to them is take your meds and let's do the steps. Because if you don't take your meds, you can't focus. And if you don't do the steps, you ain't going to take your meds. Oh, damn, take all of it. Lexapro, LMNOPO, I don't give a damn. Seroquel, Michael Jackson, Tito, I don't. Artichokes, apple, bananas, pineapple. See, I'm the girl that goes where no sponsor's supposed to go. Girl, when's the last time you've been to the doctor and got the tata squeeze? Because something wrong with you. Go get your blood work, because you is manic. Something wrong. You've been sleeping too much. Go get that done. What now? Let's talk about the steps. See, I'm that sponsor because my sponsor raised me. Now, there's a lot of sponsors. I don't mess with you if you have mental illness. Okay, that's fine. Come on over here, me, because everybody's crazy in my family. They just... I'm like, girl, take your meds. Don't stab him. Don't stab him. Just... take your meds, and then we're going to pray together. So Jonathan had a mental breakdown. He's not one of us. Neither one of my children are. I had two sober children. Miles is 23. He's an artist. He's fantastic. He's awesome. He lives with his. He lives in Los Angeles, where his dad is, and he's grown up a whole lot. My oldest son is a spiritual giant. He's very quiet, very humble. Nothing like me. I don't know who he is. He listens to Megadeth and hard rock, and all of his friends are Brad, Brett, and Zach. This kid is not black. I don't know what happened to him. They all come over my house. I'm like, yeah. Miles is fly and cool, and we laugh and kiki and stuff. But you know what I do with the family after? You know what I do with my boys? I treat them like newcomers. And when they call me, and Pam is hurting, when they call me, I said, you want to talk to mama? You want to talk to the spiritual advisor? Which one you want to talk to? Seriously. They're like, I want to talk to spiritual advisor. I was like, all right, hold on, let me switch wigs. And we get to talking. My son be like, Dad B, and let me tell you what happened. I'm like, what? Shut up. Pull up page 90 and the 12 and 12 on your phone. It is a spiritual axiom that whenever your ass is disturbed, there is something wrong with you. Mom, not me, but let me tell you what I don't care nothing about that. You asked for it, you got it. I'm telling you. I've had my children write inventories. I've had them write sane and sound ideals of a decent relationship. I have them pray. I talk to them like I talk to a newcomer, because I let them know exactly who I am and where I come from. They know. They know. We talk about everything from head to toe, from sex to everything. We talk about everything, because I can't mother you, but you're just given to me as a gift to be charged of while we're on this planet. I am not God, and I am not here to placate you and to grow your defects. I'm here to give you some spiritual tools, and my home is called the launching pad. When I give you the information, baby, I'm launching y'all with these grown-ass kids living in the house. Don't let me come up. Let Mama Leslie come up in there. I'll clear that damn house. Get out. Your grown-ass, all them grandbabies, all y'all, get out. See, I'm not the one. Somebody mad. Column one, Leslie. L-E-S-L-I-E. Am I retarding their growth, or am I helping them to grow? What am I doing? Even with my sponsees, baby, I'm not going to sit up here and give you attention because your baby pinky toe hurt. Oh, I got these kids, and I got kids, I got a bachelor's degree.